You say everyone around here likes to what horses?
Like to ride horses?
Okay. You say yesterday he...
He rode.
But I have never...
Ridden a horse. Never rode or ridden.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people use it. I've never rode a horse.
Uh-huh. If you couldn't stay on, you'd say I fell.
Fell off.
Okay. And say a child went to sleep in bed and woke up and found himself on the floor in the morning. You'd say, I guess I must have.
Fell out of bed.
And the things that you put on the horse's feet.
Shoes.
What about a game you play with those?
Horseshoe.
Uh-huh. Do you ever see it played with rings instead of horseshoes?
Yes, we used to play what's called pitch washers,
mm-hmm.
or pitch dollars. Mm-hmm. It was on the same order as a horseshoe. The only thing you pitched at a line or a hole mm-hmm. in the ground or something. Instead of the stake, you pitch a horseshoe on.
Uh-huh. What about the parts of the horse's feet that you put the shoes on?
Hoof.
And in all a horse has four.
Hooves.
And the kind of animal that barks.
Dog.
Okay, if you wanted your dog to attack another dog, what would you
do? Sick him.
Okay. What would you call one of those mixed breed dogs?
A mongrel or
mm-hmm.
a cur dog.
What about just a worthless dog?
It's no good.
Any special names for just a no good dog?
Yes, let me think of it. A mutt, mm-hmm. just a mutt, or a mongrel pup or something.
Mm-hmm. What about one of those little noisy dogs?
A feist dog.
Okay. Say if you had a mean dog, you might tell someone, you better be careful, that dog will...
Bite you.
And yesterday he...
He bit somebody.
Okay. And the person had to go to the doctor then after he got...
Bitten.
Do you ever hear people say, dog bit so-and-so?
Dog bit, yes.
Mm-hmm. And the kinds of animals that you milk?
Cows, goats.
What do you call the male cow?
Yeah, cow, uh-huh. bull.
Was that word nice to use when you were growing up? Did people?
No, it wasn't. Not too much.
Mm-hmm. What would people say?
Well, most of the time they'd call them that, but it was, it wasn't... considered too nice, say, there's a bull out there.
Mm-hmm.
But most people did call him that.
Mm-hmm. Did men not want to use that word in front of women? Or?
Yes, it was a little embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. What would women say? Would they call
him? Well, they'd find something to say. I got amused at my mother-in-law one time. She lived in town. And somebody had some cows, and the male got out and come up in town. And she called him and says, your man cow is up in town.
What about the little one when it's first born?
Calf.
And if it's a female, it's a...
It's a heifer.
And if it's a male?
It's a little bull.
That sounded bad too, I guess.
Not as bad as the other,
mm-hmm.
but it didn't. People didn't mind using that on a bull calf as much mm-hmm. as they did the grown one.
Huh.
I don't know what made the difference.
That's interesting. Say if you had a cow that was expecting a calf, you'd say she was going to
freshen.
Okay. Any other expression?
Come in the pen.
Huh?
Come in the pen.
Uh-huh. And the animal that you ride, you call him a...
Horse.
What about the male?
Stud.
Okay. Was that word kind of bad to use?
Well, yes, it was shied away from. If it was a gelding, which is a changed stud,